Think of settings in Atlanta that would make the most sense for a ghost story, and historic Oakland Cemetery should be near the top of the list. The folks at Horizon Theater would agree. Freed Spirits is their new production. It's a comedy thriller about a group of misfits tracking the supernatural around a tornado-ravaged Oakland. Co-artistic director Lisa Adler joins me now, along with the Atlanta-based playwright Daryl Lisa Fazio. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Daryl, happy birthday.
Thank you.
What a great way to celebrate having you here.
A very good day.
Well, we meet our main character, Susan Dickey, moments before Oakland is hit by another tornado. That's harkening back to the one that wreaked havoc on the place in 2008. Many of us still remember that. Please introduce us to this woman who spends all her free time hanging around a cemetery.
Susan Dickey is a tour guide who probably would be happiest if she lived at the cemetery 24 hours a day.
But above the ground.
She feels quite at home with all the people below the ground as well, and all the stories they have to share, and all the stories she can share with people who visit there. So she's fairly obsessed, and also, you know, looking to escape some things in her life that don't make her as happy as that place does. And she sort of is our tour guide for the play as well.
And I read that you have a special place in your heart for Oakland Cemetery as well. You know, my husband and I moved here decades ago, and I remember reading that someone on the city council at that time was asked what she thought the most romantic setting was in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, Oakland Cemetery. I said, we're living in a city where people think cemeteries are romantic. And then once I saw it, I understood. It's a magical setting.
That's the best word to describe it. And I mean, people get married there, have wedding receptions there, parties there. They have lots of fun events there that are very well attended.
And they're quiet. Right?
Yes, there's nobody to bother you, really. I moved here 6 years ago, and I didn't discover it until I'd been here about a year. And a friend took me, and I was skeptical. I think we were eating at a restaurant across the street. She said, let's walk over to the cemetery. I'm like, what's wrong with you? But I had heard it was considered one of the top places to jog in Atlanta, one of the top places to walk your dog in Atlanta. And you can see the mausoleum sort of peeking over the brick
yes.
wall as you drive past. And it's sort of like its own little world in there. And you get in there and you understand immediately why people are drawn. I every time I have someone visit from out of town, I take them there. And every time they come back, they want to go there again.
One of our colleagues, Kate Sweeney, has written a book, an acclaimed book, called American Burial.
Oh, right.
And she gives some background. And, mm-hmm. you know, in the Victorian era,
it's a different world.
It was a very different world. So here's your inspiration, Daryl. Now, the tornado that we mentioned seems to awaken a pair of reckless spirits in Oakland. This is a very Atlanta-centric ghost story. Who are those spirits?
Well, without revealing too much, we see one of them quite early. He's a soldier from the Civil War. And it's not immediately clear whether he's a spirit or whether he's a real person, and there's a lot of doubt. Then they come across a photo that seems suspiciously similar, but is very old. And this is what leads them on their sort of caper together and draws these misfits that you mentioned earlier together as a unit who are otherwise kind of loners, introverts, oddballs.
Hey, who hangs out in cemeteries?
Exactly, because you want your quote-unquote quiet time.
Indeed.
But you're also drawn to stories and you're curious about other people. So there are those two opposites.
Well, we said that it's a mystery. And every mystery needs its investigator, and that arrives in the form of a surly steampunk with some pretty powerful powers of deduction. We have a clip. Can we hear it?
Do you like cemeteries?
I like layers.
It's just that I have never seen you here before, and I am always here.
Because of your husband's death 6 months ago, you've reclaimed your enormous but dilapidated family home in Grant Park and thrown yourself into your childhood refuge of fantasy and serenity in hopes that something will stick. How did you know where I live? You're wearing signs all over your body.
Signs?
Ooh. Who is MJ?
Who is MJ?
Other than Michael Jordan and our colleague Mike Johns. Who's your MJ? Or maybe that is who's on stage.
You're right. It's actually Mike doing a really great vocal impression of a woman. MJ, I mean, who is MJ? That's one of the fun aspects of the play, at least I hope, is finding out who is she? Where did she come from? And little tidbits are dropped throughout, but she seems to have somewhat alien or superhero origins, but all of these people are real, ultimately. And that's what hopefully will help the audience connect with them, because no matter what weird things they're encountering and weird things they talk about, they're all real people just looking to connect with other real people. So she's trying to get away. She's also trying to find out the mystery. She's leading the mystery. She's making everybody mad because she's so surly. She's drawn to them. She's also repelled. So that's another opposite of the play that's fun.
Lisa, this show, Freed Spirits, is part of Horizon's New South Play Festival, which puts local stories by local writers on stage. In the past, that's been The Waffle House and Third Country by this show's Suhaila Alatar, that about the soccer team of refugees in Clarkston. How did you happen to commission a show about Oakland Cemetery?
Well, you know, it's really difficult for us to get the rights to comedies and also things that have local appeal. So after we did The Waffle Palace, which was a really great success for us in terms of local story and local appeal, and lots of people come out of all different kinds. We were looking for ideas for comedies that would be fun to do. I knew Daryl. Daryl is actually on staff as our graphic designer, had read another play of hers and thought, this play is not right for us, but I think Daryl's got the sense of humor to write a comedy. So we started trolling around for ideas. Something at Oakland Cemetery came up. We also had a football tailgating play, which we may still write. That may still come.
Football and Horizon.
Yeah, right. Why not?
Football meets Little Five Points. I like the irony.
but we started with Oakland, which she'd done some research on already. And I had I live near Oakland and had been wandering around there at one of their festivals and had taken this picture of these fantastic steampunk kids who were all dressed up to the nines. Like five or six of them wandering around, totally serious. At the time, I didn't know what the word cosplay meant. I don't think I'd ever heard it. And then I realized, oh, they're doing the cosplay thing.
You explain?
Cosplay is people who dress up in these kind of whatever characters they want to be and pretend to be in that world, in that era. And
I want to be Catherine Zeta-Jones.
There you go. but these are steampunk, which is kind of a Victorian meets futuristic costumes. And they looked fabulous. And I thought, who are these people? And there was a whole collection of other people. It's coming up in October. It's their Sundays in the Park is the name of the event. And there were some tour guides and there were some other people wandering around. And I went, this is an interesting collection of people. I wonder what it would be like to have some of those people on stage. So that was my impetus. And I also lived through that 2008 tornado when we started talking about it. I threw my kid on the floor when I heard the freight train sound outside. And then the next day, the place was just mowed down. The trees were all gone. So that had a big impact. It started out as a story that was going to be set during the 2008 tornado. And as we started to work on it, we decided, global warming, there can be another tornado.
Let's hope not. But
you know, that it would be more fun to set it contemporary and now, so we're not having to deal with past references and stuff like that. So it ended up being set now with the not yet happened, hopefully never, tornado in Oakland Cemetery.
Yes. Lisa, why is it so difficult to get the rights for comedies, or so expensive?
It's not expensive. It's just that they are, there is not a strong history of writing comedy for the American theater. Writers are touted for other kinds of work. And so there's not a lot out there for contemporary work in comedy. And sometimes it's also very dark. If it's come from New York, it tends to have a very dark and cynical sense of humor. And so the mission of our theater is around, connect people, inspire hope, and promote positive change. So finding a comedy that fits that's not dark and cynical, is hard. It's hard to find. So we have to write our own non-cynical comedies.
With our upbeat, sunny Southern sensibility Cemetery.
There's plenty of room in the world for all kinds of theater, and I just think that in our times, we can certainly use an upbeat look at the world. So, and the play is very intentionally designed to bring different kinds of people together, age, race, class, to try to feel what it is like to live in Atlanta, where we bump up against lots of different kinds of people who end up living together and being friends, and what that, and to look at the positive view of what diversity means in the South.
So, in your research, Daryl, which was extensive, I mean, you spent years on this. Did Lisa know that you were wandering Oakland in search of your, magnum opus?
I think I approached her pretty early before I really got serious about research and just said, gosh, wouldn't it be cool to do a play in Oakland? And we both quickly realized that wasn't really a horizon approach. There are other theaters in town that do site-specific work, but we could take Oakland and put it on the Horizon stage.
Especially with your being a graphic designer.
Sure. I haven't had a whole lot to do with the set, but I really like looking at it. It's pretty amazing.
Who did that? Jeff work on the set? Jeff Adler?
He built it.
The twins, Mariah and Isabel Curly Clay, who are our resident set designers, and they do a fabulous job with things like this that require a lot of fun detail. So this puts Oakland Cemetery on stage at Horizon with all of its glory.
And a tornado, which also happens on stage, with the help of some projections and lots of stage hands.
And some wind.
I was going to ask you. Wind. Fans at very high settings.
And then, I'm sorry, I didn't really answer your question fully, but I guess I jumped into, I read a lot of books about Oakland. I read a lot of books about death during the Civil War, death during the Victorian era, how burials were dealt with. I hung out over there just to see what kind of people are coming in and out. Went to the coffee shop across the street, just stayed in there for hours at a time, what kind of people are coming in here, and just mashed them all together over the course of several years to see what would happen.
When you were observing the people and the characters were forming in your mind, did you have specific actors in mind as you were writing those characters?
I didn't. Well, that's not entirely true. I have a lot of my friends are actors. And I had a couple of friends in particular that I kind of imagined having a lot of the conversations between the core relationship of MJ and Susan, which you heard the discussion from earlier. But they are not in the play. They were not cast in the play. They had other things going on. And of course, it took so many twists and turns from that point, that jumping off point, of those friends and things that I find intriguing and interesting about them, then I make them my own. And then they have their own foibles, their own bizarre behaviors, and their own way of bouncing off each other. So this cast was assembled entirely from an audition process, except for Dr. Netta Finch, who plays a retired pathologist, who also works in Horizon's office with me, and I didn't set out to write a part for her, but I quickly realized, well into the first draft, it was a part for her. She must have just gotten into my subconscious. And then it was really cool. Once we realized she was going to be in it, I incorporated some things from her real life into the character, such as the fact that she grew up with her mother and father owning a funeral home, and You know, that whole life of what that's like as a kid, being around that.
People in the theater are accustomed to changing roles, but what's it like having your role change from graphic designer to playwright? Lisa is artistic director and director, and Suhaila's a playwright, and she's an actor. What, tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, I won't speak for both of them, but for me, I get bored easily. So the fact that I get to do all of these things, and I'm an actor as well, it's actually what I trained to do way back. It energizes all the other areas of creativity when you can switch gears for a bit, try something else on. But it's all got to do with problem solving. It's all got to do with finding different ways of approaching people and ideas. It's all got to do with telling stories, whether they're visual ones or verbal ones.
Wonderful. Well, I wish you great success with this.
Thank you.
Daryl Lisa Fazio here with us on her birthday, and Lisa Adler, co-artistic director of Horizon Theater, always welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on City Lights.
Thank you.
Freed Spirits begins performances at Horizon Theater in Little Five Points this week and runs through October 30th, appropriately enough, the eve of Halloween.